Right now we go to the Rumble Revolution Hotline, talk to former Utah Jazz, former, briefly, Memphis Grizzly, current Chicago Bull.
Former Arkansas Razorback.
Oh, yeah, that too. Former Fayetteville Bulldog, Ronnie the Brewer. Hi, Ronnie Brewer. Welcome back in the zone, sir. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Everything's beautiful.
Fantastic.
Things are going well in Chi-Town. It feels like Chicago here today. It's very cold here in your home state.
Yeah, we're actually in Detroit right now, and it's even colder up here. But
even worse.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
So how's it been going this year? You guys have pretty much locked up that Eastern Conference number one seed. I know it's probably not a surprise to you, but everyone probably thinking Celtics. They were thinking Miami Heat, and then probably the Bulls. How do you guys were able to do that?
Well, the whole thing was we knew if we got our team chemistry together that we could be successful. We knew Miami Heat, they're on the same page as us with trying to gel together and become a team. And if we were on the same page offensively and defensively, we could win games. We had some injuries, but we played through it. I think we were more worried about the Celtics because they have so much experience and they won a championship and they've been there before. But once we started winning games and we got our defense down, we knew that we'd be right in the hunt to win the first seed.
How important is that first seed?
It's very important. Not saying that anything's a given or anything like that, but I mean, you have home court off top. And at this point, I mean, the two would play the three if you make it to the second round. And, I mean, the one would play the four if we make it to the second round. So it's a lot different matchup. I mean, the team supposedly at the beginning of the year to beat was the Celtics and the Heat. And then they're going to end up playing each other if they both advance to the second round. So it's very important to lock up that first place and secure home court throughout the playoffs.
Talk a little bit about the Bulls, and you guys obviously young, and Derrick Rose is maybe the MVP. So just talk a little bit about him and what separates him.
Well, I mean, we are a young team, and a lot of guys haven't played together other than myself, Carlos Boos, and Kyle Korver. I think we played the longest together on this team. So we're gelling together, and we're learning to get better and learn each other's and weaknesses, and with that said, I mean, Derrick Rose is really carrying it. We've had a lot of injuries with Boos being out, Joakim Noah being out with their different injuries, and he hasn't missed a beat. He's continued to play well, scoring the basketball, shooting the basketball to guys when they're open, and really taking over games late in the fourth quarter. And to me, that's what a true MVP does. I mean, he was our lone all-star selection, and he's really represented us well, represented the city, and in my opinion, he's the MVP of this league.
Chicago Bulls guard Ronnie Brewer joining us in the zone, the Rumble Revolution Hotline. Ronnie, obviously we're kind of have an eye towards the playoffs as you guys wrap up the regular season, and the commonplace thought process, I guess, by people who don't play in the league is that, you know, playoff basketball is totally different. How much different is it once you guys get into the postseason, as far as the way guys approach the game and how they play the game, is it similar or is it a lot different, like people on the outside looking in think it is?
Well, it's to me, regular season and playoffs is similar, especially with our coach. He's very in tune to detail on both ends of the court. He preaches perfection, and we prepare each game like a team would in the playoffs. We watch a lot of film. We go over a lot of personnel. We go over the team's plays. We go over our plays numerous times to make sure that everything is locked in our brain, that we don't have a mistake in the fourth quarter when you might not have a timeout or be able to drop a play. So a lot of people perceive that you don't play as hard in the regular season and then you try to step up in the playoffs. I think your concentration level just steps up a step higher because one or two plays can determine the outcome of the game. If it's a turnover or a missed block out or a missed assignment, that can take away from having a championship ring and not having, or having one and not having one. So the intensity rate raises and the level of concentration raises, but it's still the same type of basketball.
Ronnie, your first pro coach retired this year. Jerry Sloan is obviously an NBA legend, Hall of Famer. obviously some of what he taught you, I'm assuming, as a young player will stick with you throughout your career. What are some of the things you took away from your time under him?
Man, the true meaning of being professional. I had the opportunity to be on the same team as Derek Fisher, and just being around those two guys kind of set the foundation of what the way I approach the game now. And if you put your work in, you'll get as much as you put in, you'll get that much out. And that basically means taking care of your body, getting treatment, lifting weights on off days, getting shots, keeping your tools sharp, working on free throws, working on jump shots, working on ball handling, watching the film, and like I said, eating right. That allow you to play in the league for a long, long time. And Coach Sloan basically said, man, you got to come to work every day. If you're not willing to work every day, there's somebody out there who's going to work harder than you, and somebody's in the world who's trying to take your place. And that's the kind of approach that you have to have. There's rookies coming in every year with the draft, and there's guys hungry and hungrier who want to get the spot that you have. So you got to continue to work 24/7, and that's what I took out of it.
As a former Arkansas Razorback, was your just talk a little bit about what you think about Coach Anderson being the head coach and your relationship with him. I don't know if you got a chance to know him that well, but what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, as a former Razorback, man, I'm very excited about the buzz that he's bringing in. I feel like I had a pretty good relationship with Pell. But I feel like it's good to get a fresh start and have people bring in new energy. And I think that's what he's going to do. I think he's going to have people excited about coming to the game, players excited about signing with the Razorback and playing for him. So, as you know, I grew up in Fayetteville. And right. He was a coach for 17-plus years under Nolan. And my family's very close with his, and actually went to school with his son, Mike Jr. So I have a good relationship with the family, and I'm really excited that he's the new head coach, and I'm really looking forward to the new energy, his philosophy that he's going to bring in. For me, the most part, I mean, a lot of people really don't talk about the job that he does off the court, about with his kids, going to class, graduating, and staying out of trouble. I think a lot of coaches don't get credit on when credit's due, and I think he's done a phenomenal job doing that as well.
You go back to Fayetteville in the summer times, right? You still live there?
Yeah.
Okay. So you go up to Bud Walton Arena and work out, I guess, at the gym too, right?
Yeah. I mean that's all I know. So if Bud Walton is taking up, I go right back to Fayetteville High School. So, Fayetteville's home for me. So in the summertime, I'm going to have an opportunity to talk with Coach Anderson, interact with the players, get to know them. They want to pick my brain, and just, I guess, give them some advice if they need it. So, I mean, that's what older players are supposed to do. They're supposed to come back, show their face, and be a part of the program. And I truly believe in that.
Does anyone talk to you about that? There's a story about how Jay-Z went in Kentucky's locker room after the game, and he's pyroing and all that. But does anybody talk to you about what you can and can't do with the current players?
Not really, but at the same time, you got to understand some stuff you're probably able to do and some stuff you're not going to be able to do. At the same time, it's strictly basketball. I don't think there's a rule that you can't go back and play basketball, but be in the same facility or interact with the kids. So that's what I strictly keep it at that. And, I don't really know too much about what happened with the whole Jay-Z situation, but I mean, at the same time, he's an owner of an NBA team, part owner.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a yellow tape around it, so you never know about those situations.
Surprise Final Four, Ronnie. Last question before we let you go. You got a pick for the Final Four? Are you going to ride the SEC, or are you going to take one of the upstarts?
Nah, even though Arkansas's not in there, I gotta stick with the SEC. And even if the team loses, you gotta root for the team that beat them. So I'm sticking with one of those two teams.
So you're going with the big schools. He's not going with
the
majors. All right.
Yeah, I'm not trying to hate on the small schools, but I feel like there's a lot of athleticism, a lot of talent between those two teams. And it's going to be hard to try to defeat those guys.
I would agree with that. Ronnie, thanks so much, man. We appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the way in the regular season, and hopefully you guys can lock up that number one, and good luck in the playoffs, but I'm hoping we'll get you on before or during them at some point.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for having me.
You bet. Appreciate it.
Okay, Ronnie.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, man.
All right, y'all.